Add environmental scientists to the list of those concerned about a Trump presidency. Trump's called climate change a hoax. He's also promised to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord. And now news reports on the president-elect's transition team suggest he's planning to do just that. This comes as the United Nations holds its first summit this week in Marrakesh, Morocco, on implementing the Paris deal. And as the U.N.'s weather agency reports that 2016 is likely to top 2015 as the hottest year on record. Reporter Susan Phillips is at the summit in Marrakesh. I asked her about the mood there today.
Well, Marco, it's actually a little bit better than it was last Wednesday, right after the election. That gloom seems to have lifted a bit. And the line you hear over and over is that the world, the rest of the countries that are party to this agreement, will soldier on with or without U.S. involvement.
So the U.S. delegation at the Marrakesh summit, it is the Obama White House delegation, and they're lame ducks. So what are they saying? What are they doing this week?
Well, of course, everyone here knows that the team can only negotiate something that lasts for the next 2 months. So when U.S. climate envoy Jonathan Pershing spoke today, he said they have not been contacted by the Trump transition team at all. But what he did say was that the momentum is strong, and he sort of made a push for the rest of the world to continue.
I cannot speak for the president-elect's team or to their outlook on international climate policy. What I do know, however, is that the power of the movement and the enormous momentum created in Paris and built throughout the year since. It's no longer a question of whether to accelerate the agreement's implementation, but rather a question of when and how.
Susan, Secretary of State John Kerry has been the one who's led the charge on climate in the Obama administration, and he's actually talked about locking in certain aspects of the climate deal before Donald Trump takes over. What can he really do, though? What is he talking about?
That's the big question here. And Kerry is planning to come. He'll be here tomorrow and Wednesday, and he's planning to make a big speech. So maybe we'll learn more later on this week.
If Donald Trump does pull out somehow of the UN climate deal, what does that deal look like without the U.S. Taking part?
Well, that's a good question. The U.S. contributes 20% of greenhouse gas emissions globally. And so, of course, it's a big player in the talks. It's also pledged money to developing nations, and the least developed nations are the ones, you know, who've got the most to lose if the U.S. pulls out and doesn't pay what it has pledged. Now, I spoke to Tozi Mpantu-Mpantu from the Democratic Republic of Congo, who leads the group of least developed countries here, and he had a wait-and-see attitude about the Trump administration, like at least a lot of people here do, and so far, all the countries that you've heard from have said they will continue with their commitments, including China. So it's one of those sort of bizarre situations where you do have a lame duck U.S. climate delegation and everyone else is sort of running around saying, well, with or without the U.S., we're still moving forward. And to be honest, what's ahead is pretty unknown.
Reporter Susan Phillips at the UN Climate Conference in Marrakesh. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Susan Phillips reports on energy and the environment for WHYY in Philadelphia. She's covering the UN Climate Conference with help from the International Reporting Project.